Hare Krishna dear, our children and families, tonight is story zero. Krishna protects everyone from the Agasura demon. Last time in Krishna protects the calves from Vatsasura and Bakasura, the cheerful cowherd boys, and Krishna played in the beautiful fields of Vrindavana. The calves roamed freely while Krishna and his friends laughed and explored, enjoying the fresh breeze and morning sun. The boys felt safe and happy, trusting their loving friend Krishna, who always watched over them, with lovely calves munching on sweet grass and birds singing joyfully. Everyone looked forward to more exciting adventures. Tonight's story picks up from the Let's discover how Krishna protects all his friends from a new very dangerous danger. Early one morning, when golden sunlight touched each blade of grass, Krishna and his friends gathered to bring the calves for grazing. The boys were full of energy and joy, calling to their calves, laughing and joking all the way into the fields. The day was bright, and the forests of Vrindavana sparkled with wildflowers, butterflies, and the playful songs of happy cowherd boys, the children play. While guiding the calves, tossing fruit to another, sometimes chasing butterflies or splashing by the riverbanks, everyone felt protected and loved with Krishna, leading their cheerful band deep in the forest. However, a dangerous demon named Agasura had made a frightening plan. He was the brother of Putana and Bakasura, and he wished to take revenge on Krishna and his friends using mystic powers. Agasura changed his shape into a giant serpent so enormous that his open mouth looked just like a dark cave. His teeth gleamed white like the walls of a cavern, and high, long red tongue stretched across the earth. The adventurous boys saw that enormous mouth and with wide eyes clapped in excitement. "Let's explore that new cave," they shouted. They did not realize it was a dangerous demon. Without a thought to fear, they raced ahead, competing to be the first inside. Krishna knew this was an ordinary cave. He quietly watched as the children and calves centered, knowing the danger. The moment the last boy had dashed in, the serpent snapped his huge lips shut. Suddenly it became dark and stifling. The boys could hardly see. The air was heavy and smee. Led strange panic began to grow in their hearts. Outside, Krishna stood calmly before the demon. For a moment, the whole forest thushed. Brave Krishna prayed in his heart for the safety of all his friends, and then walked fearlessly into the demon's mouth. Inside, the air was thick and terrible, but Krishna's arrival was like sunrise. A soft golden light filled the darkness, and a wave of courage and peace passed through all the boys and calves. Krishna began to expand, growing larger and larger inside the monster's throat. The demon tried to crush him to force everyone out, but Krishna's power was too great. The monster gasped and struggled, unable to swallow Krishna or free himself. Then with a mighty rush, Krishna burst upon the throat of Agasura. The great serpent fell lifeless in the forest floor. Bright sunlight poured in, and the cowherd boys and calves rushed out safe, happy, and full of wonder. Surrounded by songbirds and the cool breeze, the boys cheered and danced with Krishna. They hugged him and told him how much they loved playing by his side up in the sky. Even the demigods watched in amazement. They had always feared Agasura, but now because of Krishna, peace and happiness reigned in Vrindavana once again. As the sun began to soften, Krishna and his friends headed home, calves jingling, spirits light, and hearts full of trust in their loving protector. This pastime's ho show Krishna is always watching over his friends and devotees, even when they don't know they are in danger. Krishna's love is so great that he bravely enters into difficulty just to protect those who trust him. The boys' fearless playfulness came from their strong faith in Krishna. Even in darkness and confusion, his presence brings safety and joy. Trusting Krishna, scare gives us courage and happiness, knowing that he is more powerful than any problem or fear. By remembering this story, we learn to always seek Krishna's shelter with love. 5 lessons fortnight. 1. Krishna protects those who love and trust him too. Even when we don't realize it, Krishna might be guiding us out of danger. It is natural to be playful and joyful when we feel safe with Krishna. 4. Faith in Krishna brings courage in frightening times. 5. Evil may look tempting, but Krishna gives us real protection and happiness. Dear Lord Krishna, thank you for protecting your friends and teaching us real courage and love. Please help me trust you every day just like the cowherd boys did. Watch over my family and all living beings. O night, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With your blessings, may I rest happily knowing you are always near. Good night, sweet Krishna. Next time, in the stealing of the boys and calves by Brahma, a mysterious and magical test will appear for Krishna and his friends. Discover how Krishna responds to new surprises with wisdom and love, bringing more wonder to ho.